Here we go, bright and early in the morning, time for trivia, as we always do at this time. Mr. Kiger is here.
I am.
With the Forest at Duke trivia quiz. How you doing this morning, Freddie?
Pretty good.
Looking good.
You're a kind man.
There was no need for you to get all dressed up before you came in here, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, folks, I got on like a sweatshirt and tennis shoes.
Well, it's dressed up compared to usual, isn't it?
Well, at this hour, I guess it wouldn't matter.
You look good. Boy, that's a tall guy outside the window there.
What's he doing here? Look at
that
my
guy.
Gosh.
Wow. He's a big boy, I'm telling you.
That's a long drink of water there.
He looks like he might have played basketball at one time. Of course, that's always the assumption you make when you see somebody really tall.
Oh, exactly.
I feel sorry for people who are really tall but are not athletic. They have to answer those questions constantly.
Well, you just make up a good story then. Yeah.
And it's just kind of a pain.
Yes, I played European basketball. I played in Monaco. Yeah. Hung out with Prince Albert.
And it's kind of a pain to, you know, find shirts that fit and to find, you know.
Big and tall.
To get a seat on a plane, you got to be cramped. And
well, that is true.
Wow.
That's so, true.
Anyway, what you got today? I'm sorry, I got a sidetrack.
That's quite all right. I mean, but I'm going to make a relation from what we were just talking about. If you're talking about tall people, then...
That guy was really tall.
Yeah, now the category is the USDA.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to see how you're going to wangle this one.
Okay. If prime is the best UDA grade for beef...
Okay.
What is the second best grade called?
Okay.
There's a whole series. I think there's eight.
Really?
Yes, there's eight. And prime is the best USDA grade for beef.
Okay.
What is the second best grade called?
I'm trying to think what the connection might be.
Well, tall, big. Big guys, big people. Lots of beef.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
Yep.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right, of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa... What town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
All right, Freddie, you stumped me on this one. It's not prime USDA beef.
That's the best.
But what's the second best?
Choice. Yes.
Okay. So some things are called prime choice.
Well,
right?
That must be like...
Is that a combination of the two?
I don't know. It can't... Well, I mean, the criteria is tenderness, juiciness, and flavor, and the amount of usable lean meat on the carcass. Those are the two prerequisites for how they are rated. And from best to worst, prime, choice, select, standard, commercial, utility, cutter, and canner.
Canner.
C-A-N-N-E-R. Standard and commercial grades of beef are frequently sold as ungraded or as store brand meat. In other words, don't go there. And then utility, cutter, and canner grades are seldom, if ever, sold at retail, but are used instead to make ground beef and processed products.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
So if I'm going to the grocery store, I'm not buying anything less than select. Just me.
Prime and then...
Prime, choice, or select.
And select, yeah. Yeah, you're
prime
right.
Prime rib.
Well, thanks. You taught me something.
You know what? There you go.
I didn't know that.
That's what this show's all about.
What an educational experience, folks. Yeah. Freddie, thank you.
You are welcome.
That's cool.